chatting with yourself. We do that every day inside our head, and some of us might even do it out loud in the shower or in the car or just while we're wandering around the house. Here's me and I'm talking to myself. Once you bring other people into a conversation though, once you start chatting, talking, lecturing, presenting, speaking to either one more person or 10 more people or 100 more people or 10,000 more people, for most people they'd rather die. Psychologists and psychiatrists will share with us that one of the biggest phobias in the world is speaking in public, and most people would rather be dead at their funeral than having to have a speech at their funeral. So what is it that makes chatting to other people complicated or scary, or how can we make it so simple and easy that we feel really confident in every situation? And for somebody who my whole life I've been taught, given the gifts, given the skills, given the toolbox to be able to feel really comfortable with talking to one person and or 10,000 people, it's not my ideas. I've just been given some great gifts. So here's what I've been taught and why it's so easy and comfortable for me. And it's not because I was born as a great professional speaker. I was born confident to speak in a group. I just applied the tools that I was given, and I'm just about to share them with you. So the first thing that I was shared was that there's five reasons to run through your head before you open your mouth to speak. Now, you can obviously, we speak to ourselves, we can speak as much as we want, it doesn't matter. But once we open our mouth, where noise is coming out of our mouth and gas is coming out of our mouth in the form of words, I've been taught that there's five things that you really need to consider as you open your mouth. And number one at the top of the list is why. Why am I going to speak? Why am I going to put or form words into sentences, into paragraphs, and share that information with the world? Why is that important? And often, and particularly now as I'm older, don't say anything, because when I ask myself the question, why am I talking, I can't come up with a good enough reason. Because ultimately, what comes out of our mouth is what we already know. We're not learning anything when we're talking. So I often say to myself, if I talk now, I'm not going to learn anything. So the only reason I'm going to talk is to ask a question so that I can learn more. So that's my big why now. And the older I get, the more the why comes out, as because I run through these five things in my head every time. Why am I going to speak? What am I going to say? How am I going to say it? When is the right time to say it? Is it now or should I hold it for later? And who am I actually chatting to? They're the five things that I always consider. Why am I going to speak? What am I going to say? How am I going to say it most effectively? Is this the right time? Is this the best when to speak? And who am I actually speaking to or chatting to? And as I shared, now as I'm getting older, number one why is I often don't say anything. I just ask a question, because I can't learn if I'm talking. So it's a really special place to be in, and something you might want to consider rather than sharing your opinion or your experience or your advice or what you believe or your convictions. And I hear a lot of that. I think and I believe and I know and this is what you should. But ultimately, as we share that, we're not learning anything, and it's a beautiful place to be. Why am I opening my mouth to speak? Well, actually, I'm not going to. I'm going to open my mouth to ask a question so that I can learn more. So number one is why. Number two is what I'm actually going to say. So if you've got a reason to speak, so you've come up with a really good why to open your mouth to produce information, the next thing is, well, what am I actually going to say? And I don't think we give that enough thought. It's like we've got thoughts in our head and we bring them out of our mouth, but we haven't given them enough thought before they come out. So when it comes down to the what to say to people, obviously the idea is that you add value to the world, that you make people feel good, that what you share will be remembered because you've delivered it in a way that is memorable, and what you're going to say will make a difference, add value, make the person's life better, easier, safer, more effective, add value to their life. And imagine that. Imagine a world where the only reason people open their mouth to speak is they consider, why would I be speaking? The only reason I'm speaking is because what I'm going to say is going to add value to the world, or it's going to make people feel good, or it's going to make their life better. Imagine that. What am I going to say? Then once you've decided what you're going to say, how you say it. Now, obviously, that's voice intonation, that's facial expressions, it's body language, the how loud you speak. Some people lecture and they preach and they're evangelists, and other people just simply have a chat. And that was one of the great things I was taught, and I popped it straight into my toolbox, is that we, none of us love to be lectured at or preached at or told what to do, but we quite like having a chat. So if you can make what comes out of your mouth, you've got a reason to speak, what you're going to say is going to add value to the person's life, and how you say it is more like a conversation, a chat, rather than a lecture or a speech or a teaching or a presentation, then people are more likely to listen. And ultimately, isn't that the reason why you would speak? If you've come up with a why and what you're going to say, wouldn't you like them to remember what you said, because it's going to add value to their life? So how you say it would obviously be really important. So the how then, the voice intonation would be the chat form. We're having a chat. So whether you chat to one person or 10,000 people, you're just having a chat. I'm not doing a corporate presentation or a speech. We all feel like that at a wedding, don't we? That's speech time, and it's like, oh, there comes the speeches and they're really boring, or lectures are really boring, or presentations, people are going to speak to me to try and sell me something. But ultimately, if we're just having a chat, and that makes the whole thing more comfortable. I've got a reason to speak. I've decided why I'm going to open my mouth, because it's going to add some value. I know what I'm going to say because I've researched, planned and prepared, and I know how I'm going to say it, which is in a chat form. And then ultimately, to remember with the how is that people only remember really three things. And ultimately, we only remember one. We take away a feeling. We take away one thing that's really important to us, and it might be two or three. But once you start going into four or five things, people forget. So three things that people would remember. And then we all learn in different ways. So if you're going to present, share, preach, teach, chat, three things in different ways. So it might be that you only share one piece of information, but you share that same piece of information in three different ways. So one might be a story, one might be a statistic and a fact, and one might be an analogy. And that way, all the different learning styles get covered. So we have a chat and we share that information in three different ways that everybody in the room would get it, or everybody in the group would get it, or everybody that's there feels like you are chatting directly to them because you made it really personal for them. Then when is the right time to have a chat? Now, obviously, if you've been asked to do a speech, stand up and do a presentation, do a lecture, then you have to do it. That's the win. But is this the right time to deliver that information? Is the political atmosphere right? Is the religious environment correct? Is this the right time? Is the person too emotional for me to deliver this information? Do we need to be in a logical headspace versus emotional, or do I want to bring them into some kind of emotion so they can feel what I'm saying? So a great question to always ask is, when I want to deliver this information, I've got a great reason to deliver it. I know what I'm going to say and I know how I'm going to say it, but is this the right time? And obviously in a relationship, parents and children, boss and employee, or vice versa, sometimes you have to pick the right time and always ask yourself, is this the right time for me to be saying this? And then the last one is who. Who am I chatting with? Now, if it's just one person, do you actually know them well enough to deliver this information? Do you know what their political beliefs are, their religious persuasion, their sexual persuasion, what they're passionate about, what they agree with in the world, what they disagree with? Will you offend them in any way? And obviously, if you offend somebody, hurt somebody, you make them angry, it's awkward or uncomfortable, then everything that you had to say, you might have the best why in the world, but everything that you've got to say is irrelevant, because you annoyed them or made them angry because you shared with them something that was inappropriate. So who are you chatting to? And if it's a large group of people, remember, it's just individual people, whether it, and let's use the number 10,000. It's not a group of 10,000, it's 10,000 individual people. And ultimately, if you talk about things that people are going to argue about or disagree with, as soon as you get into more than a conversation with yourself, you're now putting yourself up for people being annoyed or angry or disagreeing, or you could get into an argument. So what if, when you are talking about what am I going to say, you aim to come up with things that people were not going to disagree with? What can we do to bring these group of individuals together to a point where it's a win-win, or we all agree, or it's going to add value to everybody's lives, versus who am I going to annoy? So if you're talking about eating meat to vegetarians, it could annoy some people. If you talk about a certain religious experience and people don't believe in God, you could annoy some people. If you talk about a certain political persuasion, it's likely that half or a third of the group are going to disagree with you because they've got a different political persuasion to you. The next thing to be really aware of course, is that when you don't know who you're chatting to, then there could be people who know more than you, they've achieved more than you, they've done it more times than you, they've been to more places than you, they've got a deeper understanding or intelligence about this particular topic than you do. So as soon as you start speaking, you could put yourself up for criticism, for judgment, and for people disagreeing with you. Versus if you think about who am I chatting to, and you go to the top level, which is everybody in this room completely understands this topic, they've got in-depth understanding and intelligence about this topic, they've achieved it and they've done it. So what I'm about to share is just going to add value because it's just going to remind them of how good they are or how intelligent they are or how wise they are or how experienced they are or how much they have achieved. And that's something that's a special tool in my toolbox which was given me called assumed knowledge. So whether I'm having a chat with 5-year-old children or 50-year-old business entrepreneurs, I never assume that I know more than they do because I don't. I always give them the assumed knowledge. You already know this. You already understand this. You've already done this. You've already achieved this. And I do this with children as well. Obviously, a 5-year-old child may not have opened up their own business, but I give them the assumed knowledge that when you get older, I know that you're going to be successful in business. So what I'm about to share with you are just some tips that might help you make that process even simpler and easier. So when you're looking at the who am I chatting to, be respectful. Respect, respect, respect. You don't know who you're chatting with. And even if you think you know that person really well, and I use a classic example. I've been married for 20 years to the most gorgeous man on the planet, and every day he tells me another story about another achievement that he has done, another person he's met, another thing that's happened in his life that I didn't even know about, and I've known him for 20 years. So for me to assume that he doesn't know that or doesn't understand that or hasn't been there or doesn't get that would be silly because there's so many things I don't know about him, and I've lived in the same house with him for 20 years. So imagine if you're in a group of people, be really aware of the who. So if you ask yourself this question every single time, and it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, why do I need to speak? And you might not open your mouth at all. You might just ask a question. What am I going to say? And ultimately, it's going to add value. How am I going to say it? I'm going to have a chat. I'm going to aim to get across 1 to 3 major points, and that's it. Is this the right time to say it, or should I hang off? Should I wait a little bit longer? And then do I actually know who I'm talking to? And the answer may be, I know this person, but do I know enough about them to deliver this information? And you might go back to the why, which is I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to ask some questions. So it makes the whole process of conversation and communication really simple. And then, of course, there's the how do I become unique and different and memorable? And that's what I'll use as my final point for this particular chat, which is, there are plenty of people who deliver information about food and exercise and religion and politics and ideas for the world and creations and inventions, and there's lots of ideas. But what are you going to do differently? How will people remember you? What will you do in a conversation one-on-one that somebody walks away and says, wow, that person was really respectful or interesting or gorgeous or special, or and they remember you for a really long time. If you're chatting to a group of people, how will each individual person feel when they walk away? And that's, again, the favorite tool that was given me in any situation, in any relationship. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So that goes back to the why. Why am I chatting? If I don't care about these people, if I'm trying to get something from them versus give something to them, then most people will feel that. I'm sure you've been to a chat, and usually it's a presentation or a lecture, and you're waiting for the sale at the end because you feel like the person wants something from you, versus how do you feel when you walk away and you think, wow, I really enjoyed that conversation because it added massive value to my life. And last but not least, that usually happens because you were interested interested rather than interesting. We think we've got to speak so that people will find what we've got to say interesting. But ultimately, the world wants to listen to themselves speak because nobody really cares. Nobody really listens anymore when somebody has a chat. So a great question to ask yourself, when somebody else is talking, am I listening? Will I remember what they said in a week's time, a month's time, a year's time? Will I remember their name, their family's names, what's important to them? People will feel really special if you're interested in them rather than trying to be interesting. So if you want to feel confident in every conversation, perhaps ask that question. What do I need to do to make this person feel like I'm really interested in them versus I'm interesting to listen to? And that goes back to the listening skills, which is lean forward, open your body language, maintain eye contact, actively listen and ask more questions about each answer. And that will give you the ultimate communication tool, which is making people feel like you are genuinely interested in what they've got to say. And then communication is really simple.